And she has some form of understanding of the religion, and she hears and sees evil from her companions, and she does not rebuke them or censor them in this action, and she excuses herself for this action of hers by saying that she's not capable of this, or she's not good at doing this, the inkar of munkar. And also she assumes that this is something which is not wajib upon her, and if her husband, he advises her and orders her to command with good and forbid with evil, then she says about him that he is looking for problems in the house, and the husband, he has been advising his wife in this affair for the last 10 years or something which is close to this. So what is your advice with regard to this?
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع بلسانه فإن لم يستطع بقلبه فذلك أضعف الإيمان. فيلزم هذه الأخت النصيحة لصديقاتها أو لصاحباتها أو من تراه من النساء إذا رأت منكرا، وإن كان المنكر لا يلزم منه تغييره باليد إن عجزت عن ذلك ولو باللسان. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدين النصيحة، أخرجه مسلم عن أبي رقية بن الداري. وهكذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويقول جرير بايعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة والنصح لكل مسلم. فواجب النصيحة وإنكار المنكر وهو سهل، وليس معناه أن الزوج إذا نصحها أن تنصح أو تأمر بالمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر أن هذا يريد مشاكل، وإنما هذا نصح وعليها أن تقبل النصح.
الشيخ حفظه الله responded by saying the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he said whomsoever sees a munkar, then let him change it with his hand. And if he's not capable, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he's not capable, then let him hear it in his heart. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. So he said, what is upon this sister is that she advises. She advises, if she sees munkar, she sees evil, then it is upon her to advise. And it is not upon her to change the evil with her hand if she is not capable in doing so. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also said that the religion is advice. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali, he said that we pledged to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishing the salah and giving the zakah. And he said, وَالنُصْحِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, and giving advice to every Muslim. So he said that it is upon her then to do this. And it does not mean that the person or her husband, if he advises her with regard to this, establishing the good and forbidding from the evil, that he wants problems. It does not necessitate this, and it is upon her to accept the advice. The question which was following this, which was put to the Shaykh, Hafidhullah, is clarified to us how the